Howdy hey there everybody, and this is me again. This is the second audio track that I just want to go through, mainly the third Toy Story movie and its Christian message which it contains. I do acknowledge that a lot of people may disagree of the third one. In particular, in my own opinion, that the third one goes really deep with the message. It gets more serious than the second. I don't know where Disney Pixar got it from, but in my own experience of doing Bible studies on the third Toy Story movie, I can say sincerely that the third, or mainly all of them, including the third movies, stand out against our modern society. Toy Story in particular does not go with the flow of the evil world, doesn't go along with it. It stands against it with its teaching. So I'm just going to go through what I know, and hopefully you pick up the message when I explain. I have updated biblical studies which I did on the third one, and I'll just go through it all, and hopefully when you do, I'm just going to describe the scenes, which scenes if you want to watch it, and that. And you can also download this audio track, the second one, on the website. So, I'm just going to go through it, and I also advise you to watch the particular scenes which I describe on Toy Story 3. If you have the movie on DVD, just go into the scene selection and just choose the scenes. The scenes are, I'll just tell you right now, if you have the movie on DVD, Toy Story 3, just go to scene selection, go to scene 15 and scene 25. Those are the scenes you need to go to see the Christian message in Toy Story 3. So, also too, before I get into it, I read a bunch of comments from ChristianAnswers.net, which I share on the website, which I really trust their teaching, their Christian teaching, and there's a fair amount of people that, a few comments on the negative, they give positive and negative about the Toy Story movies, their Christian reviews. And a few of them thought the third Toy Story movie was too dark. There was, especially in the U.S., some people described that they left the theater with their kids crying and that, and they didn't even want to buy the movie because they thought it was too dark. But I sort of disagree with that. But so I'm just going to get into it now. So in the scene 15, when you are watching it, that the main Christian message in the third one is that it tells about the prophecy about the Antichrist. It also teaches about the socialist society, which we're in now, and about the rise of the Antichrist. It just goes into the basics. It doesn't go really deep. Just acknowledge that. But I'm just going to get into it. So the part in 15 when Woody just escaped the daycare, and his street with Trixie loading up the computer and that, and he's about to leave. And then a little later in that scene, that he is addressed by Prickle Pants and Buttercup. So I'm just going to say right now that Buttercup speaks the truth of who Lotso is. I'm just going to say that Lotso in the movie represents or plays the character of the Antichrist. Okay, some of my family members who were Christian thought I took it too deep, but I don't think so at all. So the part right there that Buttercup says to Woody that this is the first part you need to pick up. So Buttercup says to Woody that Lotso may seem huggable and lovable, but inside he is a monster. So this is the first part. You can't miss this part. He is a monster. So the word monster, which Buttercup said, he's talking about Lotso, doesn't mean Lotso's large, he's huge, But if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll often find the word, which the definition is a very wicked, evil person. So that's the definition to monsters. So Buttercup is saying that Lotso is a very wicked, evil person. Inside he is. So that's the first part. And then if you get to the scene 27, and this is going to be the full, hopefully you have open ears and open heart to see the message, because it's not in your face, it's not obvious, you need to study it. So they're confronted, they're just escaping the daycare, and they're in the garbage area, and they get confronted by Lotso and his gang. So just try to listen to me if when I describe it. So thank you for listening. They're confronted, and at that moment, that you could see that Andy's toys are opposing Lotso and his gang. In particular, they're opposing Lotso of who he is. They know he's... If you notice, in that scene, Lotso has the same character of Satan the devil. He does. So if you know Johnny, verse 44 talks about the devil. His only language he speaks is lies. Lotso's in the same way. He's just lying to Andy's toys. Doesn't speak the truth. He's just... Everything that comes out of Lotso's mouth, he's lying. Just pay attention. First thing he tells Woody and the rest of the toys is that Andy does not want you. Woody admits that's a lie. And you need to also pay attention to Jessie, because she's another important character for you to understand the Christian message. And then Lotso later lies to Ken that there's a million Barbies just like Barbie. That's another lie. So he's just flowing out lies, Lotso. So same characters of Satan. So, and then the part when Jessie steps up and she says that you are a liar and a bully and I will not join your family. So that part right there, Jesse is saying that Lotso's a liar. And just like Satan's a liar. And you're a bully, and I will not join your family. And right there, the whole toys, you could see Woody's getting upset. Buzz, being in Spanish mode, is getting upset. Jesse for sure, and maybe the other toys. But... And the most important part you want to pay attention in this scene that will give you the clue. And I'm just going to also mention as well that when the toys, Andy's toys, are in the Sunnyside daycare, that is sort of described of when Jesse said it. It's also a prison in the scene 27. That's sort of describing as also as a social society. And it's also saying, like, the daycare is a somewhat, like, the world, which is, our world is like a prison. I'm not sure if you'll get where I am or what I'm saying, but hopefully you understand me. So I'm just going to continue, but the most important part in this scene that will, hopefully when you see it, it will be in your face. Ken joins their side, and he says, and this is why... This is so important that Buttercup said that Lotso is a very wicked person inside. If Lotso did not say that, then the whole message is all screwed up. Okay? Lotso, or Ken says about Lotso. It is Lotso, he's the one who made us into a pyramid. And he put himself above the pyramid. So Lotso is the eye, which is above the pyramid. And I really know that the true meaning of the eye above the pyramid, which is the all-seeing eye, is it's the definition of the Antichrist, who comes sometime, who will come in our world, and who will try to replace, or the try to replace God of claiming himself to be God. Of course, he's a very evil one, and he's a liar. That's mainly the Christian message that it sends. That the Antichrist is a very wicked, evil person, and he is a liar. hopefully you get all that which I described to you of the scenes I told you, and just study yourself, open your Bible, and just study it like heck if you want to. Other thing which I recently noticed with Lotso, which Satan will probably do, or how the Antichrist will appear himself. Somebody who is attractive, the Antichrist will be like that. Just in my own opinion, that Lotso is very attractive. And the Antichrist is sort of going to come in the world and try. He might be an attractive person or something. And he might do it in a deceptive way of showing love and trying to care. But inside, he's going to be a very wicked person. It's delusion with deception. Trying to appear himself that he's a good person and he's lovable. But inside, he's evil. He's disguising himself of who he really is. Which, in the movie, Lotso's doing that as well. Hopefully you pick that up part as well. And as well, the Christian message also in the third movie also plays like in the other ones, which understanding your identity of who you are and just really connects with the image of God. That's part of your identity in Christ. So that's mainly it. And this will probably be the last audio track on the website. And I'll definitely load some other documents for you guys to read. So hopefully you enjoy everything, and thank you for listening.